Back to the Coors Event Center here in Boulder, Colorado. The home team, the Buffs, end up a 92-83 winner over BYU. BYU down 25 in the second half, got it to within six. Couldn't finish the comeback effort and never got the lead. No leads in the game for BYU in this one. BYU down 12 at the break, and then the way the second half started was the killer for the Cougars. Second half began with Colorado going on a 13-0 run, Mark. So when BYU could have gotten back into it, it ended up getting distanced even further away from them to down 25 at 61-36. But then a frantic comeback effort, and the rookies led the way. It was Emery and Celius doing the damage for BYU with Chase Fisher on the bench. And Chase Fisher tonight attempted the most threes without a make in BYU basketball history. He went 0-for-9 from distance, scored four points. And you're gonna find a common thread in BYU's three true away losses this year. And unfortunately, it's that guy, Chase Fisher, so reliable in so many other games this year, having bad games at a bad time for BYU. These road venues, so much needed from the leaders, and Chase has just had bad timing in these bad games. And tonight, another one for Chase, 2 of 14, 0 of 9 from 3, 4 points on the night, and they had to go other places. And among those other places, Zach Celius and Nick Emery, they combined for 41 of BYU's 83 and really kept BYU in this thing. So there'll be better days for Chase, but when you look at the way BYU's played in these three road games, the X factor, the missing link, the guy you need, you've got to have Chase Fisher a little more consistently. He wasn't there tonight. It's not on him tonight, but certainly it's just been one of those things that just kind of shake your head at when you see the timing issues with that. And tough one for Chase, but other guys backed him up. And, Mark, they kind of hung in this thing. I mean, it was a 10-point game with under 10 to play or around 10 to play, kind of like it was at Utah. But the story at both places is you go down 24-25, it'll be a remarkable effort to come back and win it. And they've come back. The comeback effort comes up just short a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to think about this team and these kind of games. Certainly frustrating to watch the first half and the first part of that second half. But then, man, it's so exciting and so fun to watch them fight and get back in it. You'd like to see more consistency. And how do you get consistency? Well, you need solid play out of your seniors, your leadership. I thought Kyle Collinsworth played all right tonight. But
Chase combined to go 6 for 32. I'm rather 8 for 32. Yeah, I mean, that's 25% for your two senior captains.
Listen, the thing about it is it's almost easy to be great against when you don't need to be great.
Yeah.
What you need are guys that are great when they need you to be great. And that's been a problem for Chase. Clearly he's an excellent player. I mean, the numbers he's put up the last few games. But they need him to be that guy in these type of games to have a chance. And he hasn't been. And I'm not saying he can't be, but that's the problem. I don't know what it is. If he plays when he plays against better guards, if you know, get him out of his rhythm because it's harder to get an open shot. But I think he had plenty of open looks. I mean, you know, didn't seem like that was the problem. But
when he gets off to a good start, makes his first one or two, you know he's going to have a good night. That's usually the way it's gone for him. And it seems to go opposite way for Chase. Yeah. But, yeah, your two senior guards tonight, they went 8 for 32. That's 25% from the field and 1 for 11 from 3 between the two of them.
That's the way it was at Long Beach State as well. And Nick wasn't great the first half. He came out and was amazing in the second half. But, I mean, those are your three best players, and they didn't get it done, at least in the first half and first part of the second half. And against a team like Colorado, who's so good inside, you're not going to get a ton of stuff inside. So you've got to rely on the three. And when it wasn't going, BYU got drilled. And when it started going, BYU was right back in it, but just not enough.
So you're starting three guards. You're starting guard line. So Collinsworth, Fisher, Emery. They shot 33% as a group, 16 for 48, including 5 for 21 from 3. Not going to get it done on the road. It's just you're not going to be able to find it from enough other places if those players who play so many minutes have that kind of night together. It was just one of those nights for two of those three guys for sure. And, you know, Zach Celius, credit Zach for coming in and giving BYU a real shot
awesome.
In the arm. Seven for 11, 4 of 7 from 3, 18 points career high along with 3 rebounds and 22 minutes to play. So BYU gets 23 from Emery, 18 of Sel from Celius, 17 from Collinsworth, 10 from Davis, 9 from Kafusi. Double-double for Kyle Davis, by the way, 10 points, 11 rebounds. You've got 2 points off Nate Austin, and that's the bench scoring, 18 for Celius and 2 for Nate. The Buffs get 23 from George King, 22 from Josh Scott, no one else in double figures. 9s for Gordon Collier, 8s for Talton and Miller, 7 for Fortune, 3s for Akiazili, and Trayshawn Fletcher. The Buffs as a team shoot 46%, BYU 39. The Buffs shoot 42 from three, BYU 31. The Buffs 87% at the free throw line to BYU 78. So the Cougars get outshot from the field, the arc, the stripe. They get out rebounded. 10 assists, 9 turnovers for BYU. 18 assists, 13 turnovers for Colorado. BYU outscored in the paint. The Cougars did outscore the Buffs off of turnovers on second chance points and on fast break points. There was one tie at, I guess we'd say it was it 0-0 or did it come earlier even that...
Didn't come earlier than 0-0.
No, I mean, did it come early in the game? No, there was really no ties because beyond 0-0, there were no ties. They listed a tie here, but that's not right. BYU was down 3-0 to start the game and never got it to even a tie, I don't think, in this game. Nope, did not tie it in the first half. So no ties, no lead changes, and the Buffs win it by 9, 92-83. When it comes right down to it, if you don't outshoot your opponent from any spot on the floor, the field, the arc, or the free throw line, and you get out rebounded, and you go down 25.
On the road.
You don't expect to win. BYU did not win tonight. Buffs win at 92-83. But the Cougars, again, were valiant in the effort to come back. Just too little too late for BYU. Let's get to our postgame honorees. We have the DFCU MVP brought to you by DFCU, proud sponsor of the Deseret First Duel. I want to save our sub-award for Zach, so is it okay if we go with Nick Emery for the MVP tonight?
Sure.
We'll go Deseret First Credit Union MVP being Nick Emery. Now for the Surf Pro of Provo, sub of the game brought to you by Surf Pro of Provo. When disaster strikes, the fire, water, cleanup, and restoration professionals at Surf Pro of Provo are ready for whatever happens. That's got to be Zach Selyus. Career-high 18 points, including 7 of 11 from the field and 4 of 7 from 3. The new skin difference demonstrated, difference-making stat of the game. Probably going the first 4.5 minutes of the second half scoreless for BYU when they were within 12 at halftime. And again, it was a nice little run toward half to get to within 12 at the break. But then they begin the second half going on the receiving end of a 13-0 run. And that first 4.5 minutes of half number two kind of told the tale for BYU tonight. 4.5-minute drought is your new skin difference demonstrated, difference-making stat of the game in kind of an unpleasant way for BYU. It's brought to you by New Skin, the difference demonstrated. All right, that's your final score. Colorado 92 and BYU 83. Back to Boulder with more postgame coverage after Cougar Postgame Live with your host, Cleon Wall. That's coming up next on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Time to take a look back at a great moment in Cougars basketball, presented by AutoZone.
BYU entered the 2010 NCAA tournament on an 8-game postseason losing streak. Matching up with the Florida Gators in round one, Jimmer Fredette went 13 for 26 for 37 points, tying the BYU record for scoring in a tournament game with Danny Ainge, and the Cougars would outlast the Gators in double overtime, 99-92.
From parts to helpful advice, AutoZone has everything you need to get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hey, College Hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down to the box.
This is the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, welcome to BYU Food to Go. Here's your order.
That's how quickly you can prepare for an event. Take the stress out of your next ward party, business meeting, family gathering, or wedding reception. Coming soon to our new location at 2191 North Canyon Road, featuring a covered drive and load. You drive up, we load it in your car, and you are on your way. For more information, call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/food to go.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Tonight's game is in the books, and now it's time to break it all down Welcome to Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
All right, BYU loses tonight 92-83 to CU. You can text me 57500, your postgame reaction, or you can tweet at me at KSL Cleon. My thoughts on the second half. Hey, you know what? BYU's getting really close. They're so close to pulling out these good wins. But you can't give up huge runs. I mean, BYU down by double digits going into the start of the second half, and they give up an 11-0 run. You now saw it at Utah. You saw it at CU. You kind of saw it when BYU played Long Beach State. BYU can't do this. They've got to be able to score, and they've got to be able to stop guys, too. I mean, it's a little bit of both. It has to be. With the speed that BYU plays, they're going to give up some points. So it has to be a little bit of both. You know, it was nice. Down by 25, pulled it within single digits. Does that kind of sound like the Utah game? Does to me. Anyway, you lose late. BYU's defense could get better, but CU's a good shooting team, and the Cougars are not Michigan State. Slow play, emphasize defense, as I said before. When you have that many possessions in a game, you're going to give up some points. Zach Selyus, 18 points. We need to see some more of him. Nick Emery, 23 points. Two great games after suspension, and really, outside of Kyle Collinsworth, the best playmaker on this team. But you can't rely on the freshman to give you all the scoring each and every game. The seniors need to step up, and Kyle stepped up early. He had 10 points in the first half. He finished with 17, but he was 6 of 18 from the field. I really thought that he made some bad decisions late. Too many weird shots near the basket. I thought he would have created more shots for the other guys, so I'm sure they'll check on that when they watch the videotape. And the Chase Fisher roller coaster continues. 4 points. Lots of missed threes. He was only 2 for 14 from the field, 0 for 9 from the three-point line. So really tough for Chase Fisher. By the way, BYU Postgame Live or Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by BYU Athletics. Fans, are you looking for a great stocking stuffer? For $20, you can get 2 tickets to an upcoming BYU basketball game and a $10 gift card to Malawi's Pizza. Use the promo code STOCKING at BYUtickets.com and get yours today. All right, we're going to take a break here on Cougar Postgame Live. Gonzaga playing UCLA right now up in the Kennel. We'll get you that score, plenty of other scores, and also some words from Navy coach Ken Niumatalolo. That's all coming up next on the Cougar Postgame Show on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Music is a gift like no other, and this weekend at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back into Cougar Post Game Live. It's brought to you by Nu Skin, demonstrating our difference for over 30 years with innovative anti-aging products. Alabama running back Derrick Henry is your Heisman Trophy winner. So he will take that Heisman Trophy home with him, and now he gets ready to play in the college football playoff. One college football game today, Army versus Navy, and Navy wins today 21-17. Coach Ken Niumatalolo was asked prior to the game on ESPN about his trip to Provo coming up on Monday and why he's taking that trip to, you know, talk about the BYU coaching position.
Actually, several schools contacted my agent, and quite frankly, I wasn't that interested in them. I love the Naval Academy. I love what it stands for. But when this one opened up, it's different. It's just different for me. My faith is everything to me. And so this is the only reason I just feel like I need to listen to what they have to offer. And that's it. I mean, I love what I'm doing. I'm not a guy that's trying to solicit for other jobs. I've been here 18 years. I love the kids I coach. I love the people I work with. It's just something inside that I feel like I have to check out.
Just saw a video that was posted on Twitter of Coach Ken celebrating with his team after the victory today. Again, he will interview for BYU's head coaching position coming up on Monday, or at least inquire about it. Other college basketball scores tonight, 25th-ranked Utah playing at Wichita State. Utah only scores 50 points and loses 67-50. Only one double-digit score for the Utes. That was Jakob Pertl, 11 points on 4 of 5 shooting. The other two guys that came close to scoring double digits, Jordan Loveridge with 9 points, but he had no field goals in the game. Brandon Taylor had 9 points, 4 of 10 from the field. Other local college basketball teams playing tonight. Utah Valley playing at Idaho State, and the Wolverines have a 67-52 lead. Southern Utah hosts Bristol University, and they beat up on Bristol University, 79-41. Utah State hosting UC Irvine tonight, and the Anteaters have a 52-37 lead on the Aggies right now. College basketball up in Spokane, Washington. The Gonzaga Bulldogs hosting UCLA right now. And with 14:29 left to go in the first half, the Bruins have a 17-14 lead. Other West Coast Conference games going on right now. Loyola Marymount playing at Cal State Fullerton. Lions have a lead 58-41. Portland hosting Sacramento State. Pilots have a 16-12 lead. Pepperdine beat Ball State today 72-63. Cal gives St. Mary's their first loss of the year 63-59. And Fresno State has no problem with Pacific tonight 71-52. Top 25 action going on right now across the nation. Actually, more finals than actually action going on. Second-ranked Kansas beats Oregon State 82-67, even though the Beavers had a 39-28 lead at the break. First-ranked Michigan will stay number one with a 58-52 win over Florida. Third-ranked North Carolina will probably fall after falling at Texas 84-82. They lost on a last-second shot by Javon Felix. Fifth-ranked Kentucky beats Arizona State 72-58. Sixth-ranked Maryland has no problem with Maryland Eastern Shore 77-56. Seventh-ranked Oklahoma, well, they beat up on Oral Roberts 96-73. 11th-ranked Purdue over Youngstown State 95-64. 12th-ranked Xavier beats crosstown rival Cincinnati 65-55. Bearcats are 23rd-ranked team in the nation. They'll probably drop out of the top 25 now. 15th-ranked Providence, a winner over Bryant, 74-67. 18th-ranked Butler beats Tennessee at home, 94-86. 22nd-ranked Louisville, they have no issues at all with Eastern Michigan, 86-53 winners in that game. And 24th-ranked Oregon loses at Boise State, 74-72. In the NBA, it's the close to the end of the third quarter right now, and the Golden State Warriors, the only undefeated team left in the NBA, 24-0. Well, they're trailing the Bucks, 80-77. But, you know, the Bucks, they're the Bucks, and the Warriors are the Warriors. We'll see if the Warriors can actually pull that one out. Pistons beat the Pacers, 118-96. Hawks trailing. Actually, that game has just gone final, and the Spurs beat the Hawks in Atlanta, 103-78. Bulls and Pelicans playing, and the Bulls have a 2-point lead over the Pelicans with 40 seconds left in that game. Wizards beating up on the Mavericks. At the end of the third quarter, it's 92-72, and then the Trailblazers beating up on the Knicks. Wow, that's early. I'm sorry, not beating up on the Knicks. The Knicks have had a tough time on this road trip, but they're only trailing 10-7 right now. Nets win in Brooklyn, 105-100. Celtics take care of business in Charlotte, winning 98-93. And the Rockets, no problem at home over the Lakers. They're winners, 126-97. Kobe Bryant, though, scores 25 points in that game. All right, that's going to do it for Cougar Post Game Live. We got the Cougar Locker Room Show coming up next from Boulder, Colorado. That's all coming up very soon on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, College Hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky, three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Music is a gift like no other. And this weekend at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon, save 20%, and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
Our exclusive post-game coverage continues with the Cougar Locker Room Show.
Sends out for three in the tie.
Got it! Five in a row for BYU.
Right to the rim.
Up and in! And one!
Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougars Event Center, Boulder, Colorado. Final score tonight is Colorado 92 and BYU 83. Joining us courtside is Kyle Collinsworth. Kyle, straight up, never a lot of fun to talk after a game like tonight. What did it come down to the way you assess the game?
Just on the road, you can't get down like that. It's too tough, you know, without the crowd behind you. It's too tough to come back. But, you know, the positive takeaway from it is our fight. We've proven that we'll fight, we won't give up, we'll come back. And if we can find on the road not to get down by these double-digit numbers, 20, and just keep it a single digit, you know, when we make our run and we keep fighting, we'll win these games.
It was as encouraging as anything else you guys did tonight, was rallying like you did at Utah. It was 24, got it to 7, 25, get it to 6. But it's a grind when you're down that big. Yet the fact you get it to where you got it shows that the pieces are probably still there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of positive. A lot of guys played great tonight. Zach was huge for us. Nick played awesome. So a lot of good positives, and we're a young team. And it's tough to lose. You never want to have the record we have right now, but I just know with this team we're going to be really good, and we're going to surprise a lot of people, and there's a lot of youth. So I'm excited.
Yeah, you mentioned Zach, Kyle. It was fun to watch him have such a great game. Mm-hmm. Give us, you know, you've seen a lot of players over the years. Give us your assessment of Zach and his strengths and what we can expect from him.
He's shooting the ball really well, and he's really long. He's 6'7", so he can guard a four man. He can, you know, guard a wing guy. So he's very versatile for us, and it was awesome to see him make it, but just to get up there and shoot it with confidence, and I think that's what he's doing. Miss or make, he's just shooting them, and he knows when to shoot them. So.
Let's also, understandably, credit Colorado. Good team, which you knew coming in, now 8-1 on the year. They shoot it well before you tonight. They shoot it well against you. And they went 20-23 at the free throw line, made them when they had to make them. So full credit to a really good basketball team, right?
Yeah, they are. They're really good. They spread the floor well. And we got to do a better job at keeping guys in front of us, and we'll work on that. We're going to get better at all this stuff, and we're going to work. That's one thing about this team is we're working individually and as a team, and we're going to get better.
The signs are there. And again, I don't leave Boulder particularly crestfallen because you can see enough things that are still going to make this a good team as time goes on. We'll come back and talk with Kyle Collinsworth a bit about this game and what comes next for the Cougars as we continue from Boulder on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's The Burger Boys. If you're looking for the perfect place to watch your favorite team while enjoying a delicious third-pound burger piled high with thick bacon and a delicious shake, then JCW's is the perfect place. We're a homegrown Utah company, and we work hard to provide the best-tasting food around in a clean, friendly atmosphere that family and friends will enjoy. Stop in and see us today. We're in Lehi, American Fork, Provo, and now in South Jordan. JCW's, quality, and a lot of
it. Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
BYU came to Boulder tonight and got outshot from the field, the arc, and the stripe, got out-rebounded. The Buffs doing the things they need to do to win a game like they did tonight, 92-83. But BYU rallying from down 25 to get it to 6 in the final minute. Our guest is Kyle Collinsworth here on the Cougar Locker Room Show. We're courtside here at the Coors Event Center in Boulder. And, Kyle, the sense we get from talking to you is disappointment in the result, but optimism about the potential. Is that a fair enough assessment after tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you never want to lose. Losing's not fun, but to be a really good team, you have to take the positives from this win, and you have to build on them, and you have to make them really good strengths that you can rely on, you know, the rest of the way. And we're going to do that, and things we need to get better at, and we will, and things that we did really well, we're going to continue to get better at those things too.
One of the unusual stats, and I think a big problem tonight, like at 16 minutes into the second half, you had 2 assists as a team, and you average 7 as a guy yourself. You missed a dribble. What was going on there? And you know, just lack of ball movement, or what was the? I mean, can you put your finger on it?
I can't pinpoint it. Probably just lack of movement from when it was in the post, just guards moving and getting in windows, and I don't know, probably just lack of movement, too much standing. But I can't really pinpoint it. You know, I'll go back and watch it and figure it out and build off of it.
wasn't Chase's night, but when he makes the first one or two threes, it seems like he's on for a good night, and sometimes it seems to go the other way if those first couple looks he gets just don't go his way.
Yeah, you know, he wasn't on tonight, but he played really well the last three games, and he's going to play great the next game. You know, shooters, the great thing about shooters and like him is they keep shooting, and he's going to make them. He's just going to keep shooting, and he'll start making them.
So next for you guys is a week of finals, always a fun time.
Oh, yeah, love it.
And then you'll end finals week with Central Michigan at home. Then with Christmas break comes the tournament in Hawaii. And I think a lot of what's happened from a disappointing standpoint in the non-conference on the road can be made up in some ways with a good showing in Hawaii. That's still something out there for you guys that's kind of right there that you can grab if you guys play right.
Yeah, absolutely. Good thing about finals week is rest our bodies. You know, I need to rest a little bit. We have a few guys sick. I wasn't feeling well at all today. Had a fever, sore throat. So, you know, we get better with this rest, and then we play Central Michigan, get that win. And like you said, we have a big chance in Hawaii to make some noise and get some big momentum for conference play.
Well, at Utah and Colorado, you guys showed a great amount of fight. And like you said, just the key is to not put yourself in a position to need that much
fight
off the start. We'll see how that goes down the line. All right, Kyle, thanks for the time tonight.
You got it.
All right, that's Kyle Collinsworth. We'll come back and hear from Coach Dave Rose as we continue on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bounce.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs.
It's time to get the final word on today's game from head coach Dave Rose.
I'm really proud of our guys. I just think that, you know, you go to the last 80 minutes that we've played and you've seen a lot of fight.
It's the BYU Creamery Cougar Post Game Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Now let's rejoin your host, Greg Wrubell.
All right, so Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant visiting with you courtside here at the Coors Event Center in Boulder, Colorado. Again, the final score won't tell the tale of this game because it had games within a game, and there was a stretch there in the second half when Zach and Nick were stroking shots, and it was down to a whole new ball game again, and you got that sense you could be seeing something special even from down 25. It just didn't turn out in the end that way, but man, when they got going, it was fun to watch.
That does give you some hope when you see how well BYU can play at times, and a lot of exciting young players, and they're going to get better and better.
Dave Rose joining us now, courtside here in Boulder. And Coach Rose, it's kind of the game you played at Utah in a way in terms of being down as big as you were and then rallying to get it close. What do you see as maybe, kind of was the same, and what did you see as being different tonight?
Well, we're not a very consistent team. You know, we have so many lapses during a game, and then we'll have a flash, you know, of some, you know, brilliance and what we, you know, can do. And, you know, basically it's just pretty frustrating. It's, you know, really another awful game that we played on the road. And the guys fought hard and they competed. And we, you know, we found a combination there that actually was better than Colorado at times. But there's no consistency. And it's really hard to build your team and get it better when every night it seems to it falls on a different guy, or this guy, you know, is good one night and then he's not really good the next night. And so we're still trying to figure out how to be a better team, and I know there's a lot of, you know, a lot of fight in these guys, and obviously a lot of fight in our coaching staff, and I have a good feeling that we'll find it, but you know, we don't have it right now.
I don't feel like it's a Pollyanna or a naive approach to say that you still see, though, in this group, the ingredients that are going to make you a good team. I understand the frustration, but I still think there are a lot of positives that you can see in parts that can still become something really good for you.
Well, the first road game tonight where we had a couple of freshmen actually really grow up and play well. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nick and Zach had great games, 41 points, 9 rebounds between the two of them. And I really felt like at times that you know, they were playing really confident. The rest of the guys were looking for them, and they were productive. And that's, you know, that was a really good sign, because the bottom line is that we're trying to find a group of guys that can go out on the road and actually execute and play well. And, you know, I thought we got off to a start tonight, a quick start. We had 3 or 4 really good looks, open shots, missed them all, threw the ball inside a couple times, got it blocked, and then they would score possession after possession. And then, you know, you get yourself down into a hole, and then you kind of have to change things. You know, defensively your plan changes a little bit. That big guy hit, you know, 2 or 3 perimeter shots that we knew he was capable of making, but we just thought that, you know, the percentages were that, you know, that wasn't what he was going to do or what he was going to, how he was going to shoot it. But I think with 10 minutes left in the half, he had like 14 points already and had half their points. And we didn't do a very good job of adjusting to that. It's that second guy out, because we come off that ball screen and give a little bit of help, and that next guy over has to be in a position to really cause him some issues where you speed him up a little bit, and we were kind of flat-footed right there. So, I mean, there's so many things that we need to work on and get better at. But that part of this equation, to find two guys who we expect to be really good players for us in our program, to come out in an environment like this and actually play well for us, hopefully we can build from there. You know, that we can take that and actually begin to count on that and use it as a stepping stone to get better.
Well, Coach, you know this. Winning on the road is hard under any circumstances for any team, and it's a real battle to win on the road. You've played against good teams here on the road. Just in general, in your experience, what are characteristics, qualities that the teams that you've had that have had success on the road, what does it take to get it done?
Well, there's 3 things that are really important that, you know, besides your defensive game plan and executing, and is that you have to rebound, okay? I mean, rebounding the ball on the road, when guys miss shots and then they get to shoot until they make it, that causes a lot of problems for you. Can't turn it over, and we did a good job in that area tonight. We handled the ball, got a lot of shots, missed most of them. But and then you got to go to the free throw line and make your free throws. And so we, you know, compared to where we've been, we actually got 2 of those done really well tonight. Shot free throws at a high percentage, and we didn't turn the ball over. We got shots, what we needed. What we need to do is, I mean, you expect to come in, and if you're 47, 48% shooting team, you expect to come in on the road and shoot, you know, close to that. That's what you are. It's what you do. And you know, you shoot 38, 39%, and a lot of that was late. I mean, there was a time when we were shooting 20% from the field, just shots that we need to be able to make. And again, we adjusted. We did a decent job. We missed a lot of perimeter shots, and so we started to throw that ball down inside, and that was tough sledding down there. These guys were big, physical, strong guys, and, you know, blocked a lot of those shots. And so you, for us, the way our team is built, there's kind of a specific way that we can go on the road and win, and tonight we just weren't good enough at it.
More from Dave Rose after the break. BYU falls by 9 here in Boulder, 92-83 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Feel more empowered with every purchase. With the amazing Rewards Visa credit card from Zions Bank, anything you buy with the card can be your reward. So you're empowered to use your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on every card purchase within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Frank leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Checkerama is the broccoli salad.
No, it's the pasta salad.
My broccoli salad has noodles and broccoli and bacon bits.
But the pasta salad has cherry tomatoes, onions, olives.
The broccoli salad has these cool little noodles.
So the penne noodles they're a surprise because stuff gets in them like the dressing. It's the pasta salad.
Broccoli salad.
The choice is yours at Checkerama.
Taco Bell would like to remind you that getting a breakfast burrito from a burger place is like getting a surfboard from a frame store, which is like getting a picture frame from a kayaking guy, which is like getting a river tour from a blacksmith, which is like getting a breakfast burrito at a burger place. Instead, you should get the Grande Scrambler at Taco Bell. It's loaded with your choice of bacon, sausage or steak, fluffy eggs, crispy potatoes, pico de gallo, and more. It's like buying a breakfast burrito from a burrito place. And that just makes sense. Taco Bell. Wake up. Live mas. Order now at thenewtacobell.com. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours.
Colorado improves to 8-1 on the year with a 92-83 win over BYU. Eighth straight win for the Buffs. BYU falls to 6-3 on the year. Coach Dave Rose with us for another moment or two here courtside at the Coors Event Center. 8,913 season high in attendance. A lot of BYU fans in the crowd. That was nice to see and hear. And Coach, as much as you hope your guys do things better next time out, you really have to say Colorado's got a pretty good basketball
team. They do. They have a really good team. They spread the floor well and a really good offensive team. I mean, maybe as the best offensive team that we've played all year as far as their ability to spread the floor and then have multiple scores on the floor one time. I mean, they average 83 points a game. And, you know, I thought that we would have to get 85 points tonight to beat them, and it looked like, you know, we actually needed more than that. I think that, you know, over the course of the Pac-12 season, it'll be interesting to see how they do. Defensively, the one thing about them is that, you know, you can get shots on them. You can run your stuff and get that shot, but their length, it causes problem closing down, and, you know, our percentage was not very good, and it has to do with, you know, just not being comfortable. They sped us up a little bit, and when we thought we had something at the rim, we got it blocked a couple times, and make a nice move, and you think like you're free, and you're going to, you know, shoot a little 8-9 foot hook shot, you know, and they bring a second defender and it comes in and blocks it. So they've got good length and good athleticism and space the floor really well, shoot it well.
Coach, Zach Selyus was terrific tonight, 18 points, helped you get back in this game. Just your thoughts on Zach and how he's progressing.
It was good to see him, you know, really kind of break out. He hasn't got, you know, a lot of, you know, back-to-back steady minutes. And tonight, obviously, was his best game and showed us that there's a lot of, you know, a lot of competitiveness and a lot of skill in him that we thought, you know, when we recruited him. But grew up a lot tonight. And, you know, so these minutes that early in the season, you kind of, you know, give guys opportunities and see who's going to take advantage of those opportunities. And that becomes something that you count on as you know, as a group, and hopefully we can start counting on Zach to play that way with that energy and urgency and you know, be consistent in the way he scores and defends and rebounds the ball.
Chase will have better nights. I kind of win sometimes when he misses his first couple, because it seems when he makes his first couple, he's on the way to a good night.
Yeah, and he had a hard time tonight. It was not lack of effort. Chase is playing as hard as anybody we have, and defensively is trying to really improve. But tonight, you know, if he sped up a little bit, or if he just never was really comfortable. There was a couple shots that I thought for sure were him. I mean, and I thought for sure we're going to go in, because it was his pace. His, you know, he had a lot of time.
Right.
And came from inside, came out, but just didn't go in tonight.
Nope. And there's always the next time, which will be a week from last night, Friday night, Central Michigan back at your place after a week of finals, right?
Yeah, it's a big week for us. Our guys have got to finish up this semester, and it's a good group academically, but there's a couple classes with these guys who really need to spend some time in the next 2 days, 3 days, and get their finals and complete that, and then we'll get that game in against Central Michigan, and hopefully we'll play a lot better than and when I say better, I just mean more consistent. I mean, I was really happy with the 40 minutes that we played on Wednesday night against Utah State, and thought, you know what, if we can play back-to-back that consistently as we coming in here tonight, that we'd have a really good chance to win the game. And it was like a roller coaster. It was up and down and up and down, and we just weren't able to get it done.
You guys have a plane or two waiting for you right now, is that right?
Yeah, we'll need to get off to the airport. Snowed all day. Hopefully things are good out there. Yeah.
All right, well, safe travels. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg.
That's Dave Rose. Mark and I will come back and say so long from Boulder on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
BYU Food To Go, the MVP of your ward parties, business meetings, family gatherings, wedding receptions, and tailgates. With a starting lineup including Y Sparkle, fruit trays, pulled pork sandwiches, and of course mint brownies, you are sure to wow the crowd. Coming soon to our new location, 2191 North Canyon Road. Call 801-422-5001 or visit dining.byu.edu/foodtogo. Make Food To Go your MVP.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
The BYU falls to 6-3, 0-3 in the true away games, with tonight's a 92-83 setback at Colorado. And Mark Durant, one of the signatures of Dave Rose's best teams is it's unusual to see an 0-3 number in those away games. They've been able to get some, especially out of league, and the non-conference resume doesn't have the pad it needs yet. There's still another shot at Hawaii, some good teams over there, chance to win that tournament certainly. But it may be that BYU's heaviest lifting comes in the WCC, and that's a tough way to get to the dance, but it can be done. And it's a matter of putting it all together. And as Coach Rose hit on time and again, he doesn't know when he's going to get those two or three games in a row where his guys look right. And tonight was, again, kind of a step back after a nice step forward on Wednesday.
Yeah, notwithstanding the results, I'm not willing to say this team is a bad road team by any means. I mean, there have been some good teams. Colorado is a very good team. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should have got Long Beach State. But listen, you know, you kind of have to figure out how to win. You would hope that Collinsworth and Fisher as seniors would kind of know and be able to lead the team. And maybe they will, and they'll figure it out. But you kind of have to learn how the effort it takes and what you need to do so you're not down 25 points in a game and you have to fight back. So the competition's been good. We'll see how it goes. And a lot can change in just a couple of weeks. But there's a lot to be optimistic here. I'm excited about Nick. I mean, the guy's just – he's got heart, and even though he didn't play great in the first half, not that I inspired him or anything, but I catch eye contact with him, and I can see it in his eyes, and he looks at me, and I'm like, okay, and he's like, okay, and then he came down and hit a 25-footer, and I just like that about a kid that just confident, is a fighter, and is, never give up type of thing. So I think that kind of attitude needs to permeate throughout the entire team and come out to start the game like, I'm just going to get after it. And just you just can't afford to have any kind of on your heels or timidity in these types of situations. You've got to get after it. I thought they did a better job to start the game, but I don't know. I'm just kind of rambling on here. But
I'm liking it. I'm getting stuff out of it.
It's an intangible thing to be able to have success on the road. It's a feeling. It's an attitude. And certainly we see signs of it out there. We see signs of fight, but it's something that's learned, and I think they're learning some hard lessons. But, again, like you, I'm not crestfallen. I'm optimistic. There's a lot of good signs. There's some good balance. You know, you play a team like Colorado, they've got excellent inside players. I mean, Scott and
Gordon.
And Scott and Gordon, I mean, that's as good as it gets. And so you know you're going to really struggle in the paint, and BYU did all right, but – so that means you just have to hit your threes. And they didn't do it tonight. Chase Fisher had a tough night. So you're not going to win this game if you don't do that. But that's not to say that it was a disastrous performance, a lot of good things, and you just try and get better. And I think maybe it does come in conference, Greg. But I'm optimistic that by the time conference gets here that they'll have the tools to do that. And so we'll see. But tough one. It's a tough one tonight.
Two guys had multiple threes for BYU tonight. They're both freshmen. They both had four of them each, Nick Emery and Zach Selyus. He's not there right now, but I think Nick's going to end this year as BYU's leading scorer. I think he's going to be your points leader as a freshman. And that in its own way is encouraging. The fact that he doesn't have to do it all himself hopefully will be the story of this team. There are tons of guys that can do it on this team, but I think Nick is going to end up being this team's points leader when all is said and done at the end of this year. He's just that good. All right, so let's wrap it up then from Boulder, Colorado. Our thanks to all those who helped make this broadcast possible. We thank, of course, our listening audience wherever you are, were, or are tonight. Appreciate you tuning in, whether on an app, on a computer, driving in the car, radio at home. Good to have you with us wherever you are tonight. Our thanks to Morgan K. Greenwood, our studio producer back at the IMG headquarters in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Our thanks to our network managers, Dave Shook and Mike Tingle, back at the IMG studios, IMG Network studios, Scoreboard studios, Cleon Wall with the help of the interns, and courtside, Kyle Chilton, BYU's basketball media relations director, was our statistician tonight. Thanks to Kyle for his great work. My color commentary colleague is Mr. Mark Durant right next to me, and I'm Greg Wrubell. Thanking you for tuning in. Colorado 92, BYU 83, this evening's final score. It's finals week, then Friday night back home at 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tick next Friday. It's BYU and Central Michigan. Then the Cougars are off to Hawaii. So that's the week ahead. Oh, Dave Rose's radio show is coming up Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock at Malawi's Pizza in Provo. You can get seats for the show. We'll open that link up on Monday morning, maybe Tuesday morning at BYUCougars.com. All right, that's going to do it for all the aforementioned. Again, I'm Greg Wrubell saying thanking you for tuning in. And in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network. Good night and so long from Boulder. Feel